Hello and welcome to the Snippets of Leadership podcast.
What is the purpose of an office? Right now, this is a fair question because we're all talking about hybrid work models. We're talking about remote first. We're struggling to keep up with what the future of work will look like. So asking why do we need an office is actually a fair question. And you can go about it in theory or just thinking about it, or you could ask people about it. And that is exactly what PwC did in one of their latest researches. And the results are so good, I want to share them with you. First of all, they asked C-levels. Why do you think people should go back to the office? And their reasons in order of importance were, number one, for higher productivity. Number two, to provide a space to meet with clients. Number three, to enable effective collaboration. And number four, to keep up company culture. Actually, C-levels, 39% of them believe that you should be in the office 4 to 5 days a week to keep up company culture. I don't agree, but that's their point of view. Then they ask that same question to employees, to people that are actually in the trenches doing the job. And their answers were quite different in part. The main reason they would want to go back to the office is to collaborate. Second, to access either equipment or documents securely and safely. Third, to meet with clients or with other colleagues. And fourth, to train their skills and to develop their skills. So, what does this tell us? It tells us that, first of all, the only thing where C-level and their teams see eye to eye is about collaboration and meeting with clients. So we all agree that the purpose of an office needs to be about meeting with people, whether it's clients or your teammates, and to do a specific type of job, one that requires a group working together in a room. For example, ideation, strategizing, designing something new, discussing, negotiating maybe, or to represent the company to a client. What people actually totally disagree on, and this is a key point for me, is productivity. People that actually get the job done do not believe that they need to be in the office in order to be more productive. So what does this tell us? Two things. First of all, that C-level is still anchored to somehow a older type of work, older type of culture where productivity can only happen under strict control. You can frame it in kinder ways if you want, but that is the most direct one I have, and it's clear. Second thing, it tells us that we need to figure out how to structure people's work. Some things are best done in the office, like collaborating with others. Some things, for example, focus work, developing, writing reports, are better done at home. So in terms of structuring how people work, in terms of structuring what is getting done when, in the office or at home, well, we need to figure it out and we need to integrate this in how we will shape the type of hybrid work model that we're going to choose. What do you think? What is the purpose of your office specifically? I even know of companies that have already restructured their physical offices to accommodate this. What do you think? Is it something feasible for you or for your team? Let me know. Thank you. Stay safe. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening. My name is Edoardo Bindazzane from EBZ Coaching. I'm a leadership and communication trainer and consultant. And if you have any questions about what you've heard in this episode, please reach out to me via LinkedIn, Facebook, or my website. I'll be answering the most interesting questions on the show. And if you know someone that will benefit from this type of content, please make sure you recommend this podcast to them. Thank you, and see you next time.